Good morning, golfers. Welcome to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. Thank you for joining us on this now somewhat drier Saturday, April 27th, 2019. Pleased to be joined in studio. If Woody Lashin was my favorite person in golf, it's definitely my second favorite person in golf. Steve Goldman, how you doing, buddy? Welcome back.
Great to be here. Great to be back for another season, and thank you for the high praise. Just to be mentioned in the same sentence as the great Woody Lashin is compliment enough.
Absolutely. What do you got for us? I mean, it's been a little bit wet on Long Island. It's a little cool. We had a great winter, but not so great spring. But what do you got for us in the news and notes?
Well, you got a lot of nuggets going on this week. We'll start with the prop bet. Some guy, trying to remember his name, won the Masters, and then there was a big story about how some guy won a lot of money betting on him, and
yes.
You know, so forth. So we got an interesting prop bet. You know, we have a major coming up in Farmingdale in a couple of weeks, and looking forward to talking about that. But if you're down on the Rory McIlroy scene, interesting wager. Dick's Sporting Goods, Golf Galaxy, and TaylorMade are starting a promotion that if you purchase an M5 or an M6 driver before the tournament begins, and Rory McIlroy wins the PGA Championship, you get that driver for free.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So you
got to be in it to win it, I guess.
So, you know, a little bit better than just throwing money down. At least the worst thing that happens is you have an M5 or an M6 driver when it's all done, and maybe somebody will pay for it.
Yeah.
So the women are in Los Angeles, California this weekend at Wilshire. Wilshire Country Club. Great track. It's their 100th anniversary, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
So Minji Lee is leading at -7. She shot a 69 yesterday. Her roommate, Annie Park, friend of the show, as you know, we always like to talk about our friends of the show.
Yep.
She's 7 back. She's tied 31. She had an interesting scorecard yesterday. She started on the back nine, went 3 over 39, and then on holes 1, 2, and 3, she went birdie, eagle, birdie. So you think she's got it all turned around.
Sure.
Unfortunately, gave two shots back before she closed with a 33 and one over par 72, so she's 7 back. But not to be outdone, Brooke Henderson won worse than that. She shot a 73, so Brooke is tied for 23. But what I found interesting was the people that didn't make the cut. The cut was at +3. There were 6 players in the top 20, including both Korda sisters. And in addition, also Lexi Thompson didn't make the cut. And to me, the most interesting one was the defending champion, Maria Jutanugarn.
Yeah.
She went out in 33 yesterday. She's 5 shots inside the cut line before she makes the turn. She goes quadruple, 3 bogeys, and a double, comes in at 45 and misses the cut by 4.
I don't know what to make of that. I don't know what happens because it's not like, it's not a major. It's not, you know, I mean, it's a regular tournament, whatever.
Right.
She
won the tournament there last year.
Right. So what happens there? Yeah. Like, what happens from a mental standpoint?
I guess when the wheels come off, they come off, don't they? But her sister, Aria, did make the cut. She's 1 inside the number. She's at +2. And finally, we switch over. Tomorrow, we have the PGA Professional Championship. You know, you and I talked last year when the PGA changed their schedule around, and we thought one of the things that was going to be interesting was not only moving the PGA to May, but how this would impact the PGA Professional Championship, because as the listeners know, the top 20 in this event get a qualifier into the PGA Championship, and the winner of the PGA Professional not only gets a nice trophy, but gets 6 exemptions into PGA Tour events.
Yep.
So this is a big deal.
Big deal. And Met is always well represented in the
indeed.
Field.
And we wondered, how is this going to impact? Because usually the PGA Professional Championship is played in the fall,
yep.
And then, you know, come next summer, then they qualify. Well, we have our answer, because now it starts tomorrow, and not a lot of turnaround, because by the time this tournament is over, it's going to be 2 weeks before they start playing a practice round at Bethpage. So you've got 312 entries in South Carolina, including 4 women, which is a record entries, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, friend of the show, Matt Dobbins,
yep.
Always in the field, and 63-year-old Darrell Kester ready to tee it up.
He just keeps on keeping on.
He's qualified for this 13 times.
Isn't that amazing?
He's looking for a 14th entry. Matt Dobbins, he's qualified 5 times, so that's interesting. But what's also noteworthy, not only are there 4 women in the field, but you have 56-year-old Sherry Andonia from Colorado. She not only qualified for the PGA Professional Championship, but the Senior PGA Professional Championship.
Awesome.
So it'll be interesting to keep an eye out. So I guess, you know, for women professionals out there, I guess there's hope.
Yep.
Cue the segue.
Speaking of, looking forward to talking to the head pro at Bethpage State Park, Kelly Brook, who will be joining us very shortly, but we're going to take a short break. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
Pete's Golf. Since 1979, Pete's Golf has been practicing the art of club fitting and has been selected as a top 100 club fitter by Golf Digest magazine. At Pete's Golf, we use the best technology available to create an exceptional fitting experience for every customer that walks into our store. Visit PetesGolf.com or call 516-248-6891. That's 516-248-6891 and get your next set of clubs fit for you.
You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. I'm Anthony, he's Steve, and on the line is head pro at Bethpage State Park, Kelly Brook. Kelly, how you doing this morning?
Good. How are you guys?
I'm just curious if...
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Lefty.
Steve, you should know, actually, that I spoke to Kelly just recently.
Uh-oh.
And I said, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. And so I said, I've played plenty of times with Steve, and... obviously, the work you've done with her has been paying off. So I wanted you to know that I was, I've witnessed the transformation.
The credit definitely goes to Kelly. And in full disclosure, Kelly, yes, is my teacher and has been a transformative experience. And I'm looking forward after the PGA to get back out there with her and see if there isn't too much rust from the winter.
There'll always be rust.
Yeah.
We're just getting started with you, Steve. We haven't even,
We haven't even formulated the whole team yet.
Well, right. Exactly. Well, that's the first thing. We've got the physical side. We've got the golf side. We definitely need the mental side. And yeah, we need to be out on the golf course. We need to see if this thing actually works.
I think there's a think tank now.
There would have to be.
Yeah, I got it.
Speaking of that, the next thing I'm going to do the next time I see you is I'm going to put my OptiBrain on you. It's a sensor, so I can see inside your brain.
Oh, boy.
Wow. I'll pray for you, Kelly.
You may give up teaching. You may give up teaching after you see that. That's all I can say. Wow.
They may never be coming back from that. I don't know, Kel.
I don't know.
Yeah, I often worry about what I'm going to find when I put these sensors on people's heads.
Yeah.
But it always works out in the end.
Absolutely. All right, Kel.
But enough about
Steve. Let's get to, first of all, what I want to know is, with all the operations going on, have you guys built the ark yet over there? Because I don't know how much more rain we could get with another week of rain forecasted in the coming next weekend or next week.
I know. Well, you know what? The good news is the rough is growing in nicely, and that was my biggest concern.
Right.
We weren't going to have thick rough, so... gods are definitely looking down upon us saying, the rough's not thick enough. What can we do? And it's dumping feet of water on us to help that. So, I mean, the good news is that our superintendent, Andy Wilson, has been very sensitive towards the water. He's been closing the courses. All of these tents and everything that they built are raised. I mean, you can't even imagine what's been going on there. They've started building out in February, and we have the merchandise tent alone is 60,000 square feet. There's a total of 450,000 square feet of tenting on site right now, and it's still every day they're building more and more and more.
Yeah,
crazy.
We had Andy on the program last week, and they actually literally paved a. One of the fairways for where the transportation is going to be dropping people off, which was amazing to me.
It is amazing. I mean, I don't even know how they're going to pull all this stuff up. The driving range is full of gravel right now. It's like they built a city within this facility, and it's just amazing to watch.
Well, we were talking about the weather before. What is it about major championships at Bethpage that doesn't make a difference when you have it? It seems that one of the narratives is always the weather. And, I just hope it doesn't become the issue like it became back in 2009 at the U.S. Open.
Well, I hope not either. I mean, the thing with Bethpage is that the length is always really the biggest challenge. But you're absolutely right. There's such extreme weather conditions. It's going to probably be slightly rainy, windy, cold now. And then in the summertime, it's always blazing hot and rock hard green. So it'll be like playing a completely different course than past U.S. Opens played.
You mentioned the rough. I think, I don't know what your feelings are. That's why I'm asking, is what do you think? Do you see still low scores for this PGA? I know the PGA of America and Kerry Hay doesn't necessarily care about par like the USGA does, but it's hard to see that, not to see that the scores are going to be low this year at the PGA.
I think the scores are going to be very low. I mean, I've played the course several times in the last couple weeks, and it's playing easier. I mean, I hate to say this, but right now, it's playing easier than it's ever played. Like, I can actually get a hybrid on the ball out of the rough. The fairways are a little soggy, but they're in such great shape that you're not plugging.
Mm-hmm.
The greens are soft. I mean, one of the biggest challenges is that you can't hold these long irons into these greens.
Right.
But right now you can. And, you know, the greens are only going to roll at like around 12 or so, so they're not going to be extremely fast.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that the scores are going to be extremely low. But let's see what happens with all this rain. You know, the rough might be thick as of today. I don't know. I haven't played in the last 4 or 5 days, so I'm keeping my fingers crossed that rough is gnarly.
Well, speaking of playing, I woke up to social media today, and there was the place was buzzing last night with this FootJoy blackout. What do you know about what went on last night? I don't know if you're on site yet, but it was pretty, looked like a pretty fun experience they had last night.
Yeah, it was super cool. I'm sorry that the weather really put a little bit of a damper on it, but a lot of people showed up. So as you guys know, we were only open for 2 weeks. And so people have been parking, and camping out in the parking lot in their cars starting the night before to get on weekends. So last night, Titleist FootJoy surprised everybody. They put up this enormous tent. They had a band in there. They had food. They had a shoe fitting band, and they put these glam, you know, those like if you go glamping, they put up pup tents with beds and all the comforts of home. And the first 15 people online last night got customized FootJoy PGA championship shoes, and they just had music all night, and they had food, and then you could go into your pup tent, and then FootJoy paid for their greens fees today, so the first 15 people got their greens fees paid for. It was quite the show, and it was pretty exciting.
And did you know anything about that?
Well, I knew about it, but I was supposed to keep it dirty.
I guess you did a good job.
She did. It was like, we noticed it because there were people like Jimmy Walker's wife was on social media saying, you know, and even FootJoy was sort of had this like little social media campaign. So we knew there was something going on.
Now how does something like that happen? Do they reach out to you? Do you reach out to them? How does something like this get organized?
Yeah, so they reached out to me about 5 months ago because this is a limited edition shoe, and so they had to order the leather for it and just get permission to use the parking lot, and also to sell the shoes or to give away the shoes, and they wanted to sell them. And then they also made these really cool shoes with the warning sign for the players. And actually, that's not true. Each player in the PGA Championship is going to get the little caddy boy put on shoes.
Oh, cool.
And I actually get a pair of those, so I'll show them to you when I get them.
Yes.
But long story short, you know, I have the rights to sell merchandise, and I'm the only person in the country that has the rights to sell anything with a logo relating to Bethpage on it. So they had to get my blessing, and they had to get the state's blessing because they took up the parking lot, and they had the pup tents and the food concessions. So it's been a work in progress since probably, I guess, January.
Wow.
You did a good job sitting on it, that's for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I'm not really good at keeping secrets.
Well, you didn't have to worry because FootJoy kind of like dropped it a little bit last night, and so did definitely Jimmy Walker's wife was was putting it out there quite early. So at least beginning last night, not necessarily before. I would assume they sold out all the times today for sure.
Yeah, this morning I texted them and I said, how'd it go? And they got a response that it was extremely, extremely successful despite the weather and that it was a really great time.
Good, good. All right, we're going to take a short break. More with Kelly Brook from Bethpage. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
Founded in the early 1990s, Tri-State Turfgrass Research Foundation exists to improve golf course conditions throughout the Tri-State area, positively impacting millions of golfers each year. The foundation identifies key turfgrass problems, solicits donations, and works with university professors to solve these problems through integrated pest management. Since its inception, Tri-State has raised $1.1 million for turfgrass research. We would like to thank the Long Island Golf Course Superintendents Association for their continued support. If you would like to make a donation, visit tristateturf.org. Once again, that's tristateturf.org.
Owning the latest and greatest golf equipment makes no difference if it's not fit perfectly for your game. At Mizuno, we create irons and woods for all skill level golfers, from our MP18 family, featuring three different models designed for the better player, to our JPX family, featuring three different models designed to give you distance and forgiveness. We have a model for everybody. Visit Pete's Golf Shop and get custom fit for a set of Mizunos today.
And we're back. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. I'm Anthony. He's Steve. And on the line is the head pro at Bethpage State Park, Kelly Brook. Kelly, you're year one of a 20-year contract. I'm curious what you've learned over the first year. What are you most excited about when you reflect on this past year?
Well, I mean, what I've learned is that this is potentially one of the busiest courses or five courses in the country. It's like the craziest atmosphere. It's electrifying. I mean, no matter if it's one of those stormy, rainy days, we did, you know, over $17,000 in merchandise. It doesn't matter what the weather is. People just want to be at Bethpage. You know, the clubhouse has been newly renovated. The bar area is super cool. It's just, and what I love about it is that everyone who comes there, it's like they're happy. It's like they're family members. All of our employees are exceptionally, likable and helpful. And I just love the atmosphere of feeling like every day I'm coming to work and it's like a family. It's not, you know, drudgery. It's really been exciting.
Well, and also what you've done is kind of resurrect the whole instructional aspect, the clinics and getting the kids involved.
Yep.
I mean, you made a statement when you took over last year and we had you on the show, and you really want to make this the premier destination for golf. And, you know, in a year, you've definitely laid the groundwork for that, especially from a standpoint of getting people to show up and to get involved.
Well, thanks for saying that, because it was a big effort, because there was no instruction really to speak of before we got there. So I felt like we were starting at ground zero. And Bethpage was never known for its driving range, its practice facilities, or its instructional programming. So since last fall, we've built a junior golf program that is such high quality. We've got 58 kids in it. They're all championships. I've got four kids going to the U.S. Kids World Championship in August. Four. Some teachers, you know, hope to have one in a lifetime, and I've got four of them going.
Wow.
But our program is really special. It's like a membership program because we want to be coaches. We don't want to give faceless half-hour golf lessons like everybody else in the country is doing. So we have a team approach. So you join our membership. It's very, very affordable. And basically, you could take unlimited golf fitness classes. You get the mental side of golf. You get skill acquisitions. You can take with this, you could set up for the juniors specifically, 1 day a week, 2 day a week, or 3 day a week. And we cover, again, the mental side, the physical side, and skill acquisitions. And we take the kids on the course because our sole purpose is to make them tournament ready. So, like today, we'll take them on the course and we give them challenges and we give them special scorecards. So score is not everything. Maybe for 3 holes, we work on pre-shot routine, and then another 3 holes, we work on breathing, or, you know, we're always changing it. But we have 6 people on staff. We have the physical fitness medical director who is running our fitness classes. We have myself, obviously, leading it. I've got 4 coaches. Each of them takes a team because it's a 5-color system. So we have a yellow team, a green team, a blue team, a red team, and a black team. And then next week, we start our tournament season. So we're taking a team to a hurricane tournament out in the Hamptons. I think it's Riverhead, actually. And so, you know, it's one of those things where we really are getting to know the kids. We're getting to know their families. We are making this, again, not just faceless 30-minute lessons. We're truly, truly coaching the kids. After this tournament, we're going to do the same thing with the adults. So you can join as a member for, I think it's like $250 a month. It's really nothing. It's like a gym membership. And you can come to unlimited fitness classes, unlimited supervised practice classes, unlimited, like on Wednesday nights, we have a league that we, the pros go out and supervise. And, you know, we answer questions. And you can play with a pro once a week. It's really an exciting program, and it's really revolutionary. And, again, it's more of a team approach where we're coaching versus instructing. You know, it's a lot of communication. And I think that's the wave of the future. And I hate to do a run-on answer with you, but we've built the programs, and now what we need to do is we need to build a facility to go along with it. And that's what we're in the process of doing right now. We're in the plans with architects and engineers to build a state-of-the-art fitness wellness center. And within that wellness center, we're going to have full-scale gym. We'll have fitness instructors. We will have indoor-outdoor bays. We'll have simulators. We'll have treatment rooms where you can get stretched. You can get chiropractic care. We'll have a lounge. We'll have a full-service club fitting store and office space and locker rooms and a short game area, an indoor putting green. I mean, it's going to definitely complement what Bethpage is. Right now, Bethpage is a world-class golf course. Now we need a world-class practice facility.
So our guest is 2018 LPGA Professional of the Year, Kelly Brook, the head pro at Bethpage. My question is, because you kind of led me into it, is how challenging is it for you to kind of service both sides of your brain there? You talked about the instruction aspect. Now you're talking about upgrade the facilities. How difficult is it for you to manage your time to devote to both of them?
Well, I mean, it's funny that you say that because I'm going to do something with Golf Channel where they're doing a day in the life type of a thing where they follow me around. It's really an interesting day because I'm constantly having to switch gears. So I'll give a lesson to Steve, and then a half an hour later or an hour later.
Well, she'll need a couple hours to recover, first of all.
Well, that's why they have the wellness room.
Right.
That's for her. After she sees you,
that's true.
She goes to the wellness room.
It's more for her than it is for me. That's
exactly.
For sure.
Okay, so let me start over again. I give Steve an hour lesson, then I have an hour of meditation.
Now that makes sense.
That makes sense.
And then I'll meet with an architect, and then I'll jump into the cart barn and deal with something that's going on with the new carts. And then, you know, I'll jump over into the driving range and see what's going on because the ball machine isn't working.
Right.
And then I go in and pay some bills, and, you know, and I have a meeting with the director at Bethpage, and then I go give lessons again, and then somewhere, I started competing again. I got to figure out time to carve out to practice myself. So these days are very interesting. They're very challenging, and you have to be organized. You know, like anybody in business, you just have to be organized. You have to have your to-do list, and you have to have a schedule laid out, and you just have to be very efficient.
When you deal with the state and you have all these capital improvements going on, there's certainly long lead items. How far out do you foresee these things starting to happen?
Well, we've been working on the plans for this build-out for 6 to 8 months, but we're not even close yet.
Mm-hmm.
The PGA Championship kind of got in the way. This is a great thing for Bethpage, but it's delayed our construction a little bit because I'm not about to do any kind of construction that's going to affect business May through October.
Right.
So the process has been a little slow, not on the state's part, but just in, you know, drawing up plans. Our plan was to break ground, hopefully, this winter, but we really think realistically it'd be better if we waited till the following year. So it would be fall of 2020 and open spring of 21.
Wow. That's
so great. You don't think it'll take that long once a shovel goes in the ground that the facility will be up and running?
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, it's really just a 120 foot long by 60 feet wide, you know, rectangular building. The hardest part is really making it look nice and modern and getting all the technology into it. But the build out, I think, would be fairly simple. You know, the hard thing is that we're going to lengthen the driving range most likely, and by bringing it back into the parking lot a little bit. We want to lower it because, you know, the biggest complaint there is you can't hit a driver.
Right.
So we want to make it a little longer so people can hit drivers. And the short game area, however, I kind of brushed upon, is going to go in this fall for sure. And so that'll be open next year. And that's going into the parking lot next to the driving range, you know, the gravel pit.
Yep.
And that's going to be significant because it's very hard to give lessons. I've actually enjoyed having the back nine of yellow clothes because I've been giving a lot of short game lessons out there with the bunker and, you know, the green. It's a real green. So I'm excited for the short game area because the short game, as you know, is a major, major part of golf. Not about, I hate to disappoint everyone, but it's not all about hitting the ball 300 yards. It's
no, about, definitely you know. Not. Definitely not.
Since we can't do it in the first place.
You're right, exactly.
Exactly.
Kelly, where can we find you online if for those who want to inquire about these like that monthly program service to $250 a month that gives you all that value that comes with it? Where can we find you? Obviously at Bethpage State Park, is there a website they could visit?
Yep, just go to bethpagegolfcourse.com and in the upper, you know, menu on the left-hand side, there should be an instruction tab and just click on that. Now, you can't sign up yet for the adult classes, but you could certainly sign up for the junior.
Okay. Well, Kelly, thank you so much for your time this morning. We know, as you said, and, you know, you carved out a few minutes of time of your very busy schedule. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Anytime. I look forward to playing with you guys. And Steve, I'll get the brain sensor ready to go for you.
You better have it looked at first. Make sure it's functioning properly because who knows what kind of shape it's going to be in after you work with me.
And you may want to think about padding that wellness center.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, you know the mental part of the game is also kind of preparing for the experience of being with me in the first place. That's another mental preparation we have to work on.
All right,
but I'll see you soon, Kelly.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks, Kelly. All right. Bye. That was Kelly Brook from Head PGA Professional at Bethpage State Park.
How do you not like what's going on over there?
I mean, you know, what I love about it is that it's a breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
And as she, you know, she's putting in place what was her goal. And that was we have this premium golf experience, yet the facilities have not always matched the golf facilities.
Yep. Right.
Have not always matched the stature of the golf facility.
No, it's just basically been a golf course with a driving range.
Exactly. Or five golf courses with a mediocre driving range. And so I just love the fact that she's willing to make it a full-on experience.
Yeah.
All right, that's it, folks. That's it for week three. Thank you for Steve for coming on, and he'll be here most weeks. So looking forward to another great season with him. Have a great week, people. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsese.